The Medrash explains the pasuk in Tehillim, "Mi mizrach shemesh ad mevayoi mehulol shem Hashem." From the time that the sun shines until it sets, it's constantly singing praise to Hashem. The Medrash continues that this is what we find by Yehoshua when he wanted to stop the sun midday so that the day would become longer and he would be able to complete the war that he was waging against the kings by the time nightfall came. He didn't command the sun, Shemesh begivoin amoid, sun in the city of Givoin, stop. Rather, he said, Shemesh begivoin doim, sun in Givoin, be quiet. What did he do? He commanded the sun to stop saying praise to Hashem, to stop singing Shira. The sun can only make its course across the sky from sunrise to sunset if it's singing Shira, singing praise to Hashem. The moment it stops singing, it stops moving. That's what this pasuk means. Mizrach shemesh ad mevayoi, mehulol shem Hashem. The shemesh, the sun, only moves from Mizrach, from east, ad mevayoi, until its place where it sets in the west, if it's mehulol shem Hashem, if it praises Hashem. Otherwise, it stops. And that's what Yeshua told him the sun to do. Just stop praising Hashem. The whole power of the sun, the whole power it has, is bound to its singing of praise to Hashem. Now, this is not limited to the sun. All of the heavenly creations, all of the malachim and shemayim, and all the creatures of this world, get their power and strength only through the shirois and tishbachos that they say and sing. Only through praise of Hashem do they have chius, life. When they sing praise, they connect to Hashem, who is the source of all life. The pasuk in Tehillim says, "Hallelu es Hashem min hashamayim, halleluhu b'meroimim," meaning, praise Hashem from heaven and praise Hashem from on high. All the heavenly creations need to praise Hashem to survive. But not just them. The pasuk continues, "Haaretz v'chol tzva'am," all that lives in the land, in the world, "Bachurim v'gam besulois," boys and girls, "Zekeinim im na'arim," older people and younger people, "Yahalu shem Hashem," if they want to survive, if they want to live, they have to praise Hashem. People, every single age and stage, have to praise Hashem in order to connect to life. Shira is like the fountain of life. As much as we're connected to it, we thrive. If we're disconnected, we lose our connection to the root and the source, our life source. If we examine the Medrash known as Perek Shira, we see that every single creature has a unique pasuk which sums up its Shira, its form of praise to Hashem. Every creature is different, looks different, has different characteristics, different abilities, and different understanding. Each one is unique and therefore has a unique form of praise. We as humans as well, each one of us is unique. None of us resemble the other. There are 7 billion different thumbprints in the world, as well as many other unique physical markers. There are that many different minds and hearts, and each one has its own form of shira and praise to sing to Hashem. Among people as well, there are smaller people and greater people. People who spend their lives mostly in the physical world, no religion, don't have as much praise to say as those who keep Torah and mitzvahs. People who are observant are greater people. They encompass so much more. Tzaddikim and Talmid Chachamim are even greater. And the greater a person is, the more shira and praise he has to sing and say to Hashem. Just as a big person eats more than a small child, so likewise a great spiritual giant has to get more life, to connect more to the source of their lives through praising and singing shira to Hashem. Big tzaddikim would spend a lot of time praising Hashem and very, very simply saying Tehillim for this purpose. David HaMelech himself spent the first half of the night learning and the second half of the night composing Shiras V'Tishbachas, praises and songs, which we now have as Sefer Tehillim. Tehillim is an awesome collection of every possible Shira that can be sung to Hashem. There's something there for everyone. We say this in Shabbos davening. We say Nishmas Kol Chai, and in the end we say Shekein Chovas Kol Yisurim. This is the obligation of every single creation. Lefanach Hashem Aleikenu, in front of you Hashem, Lahoidos, to praise, Lahalel, to elevate, Lashabeach, different words of praise. Al kol shiro is David ben Yishai avdecha meshichacha, so that we can utilize all the praise that David ben Yishai, your servant, praised. Every single creation has that obligation to praise Hashem in that way.